Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour, the Mob Rule Tuesday edition. It rolls on. You know, I saw Ted Nugent recently at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Here is the president or the chief spokesman. Goofball, a hunter nation. And he was advocating for sandhill crane hunts, the ribeye of the sky, and I believe there was also some advocation for concealed carry by 18-year-olds. It got all very muddled there for a while.
I'm sure he presented it in the most boorish, ham-handed, just crackery way possible.
Well, I see that CJ's still listening. CJ, I went out and made a little news that day when I went out of the studio and I covered your buddy Ted Nugent. And what a newsworthy day that was. Well, one last story and then a few more calls at 844-967-2789. Do you see what Rebecca Clayfish said in a radio interview last week? Well, first and foremost, she wants to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission because, of course, she does. And she said if elected, she will make elected officials in charge of the, electoral duties, so voters would have one throat to choke if something goes wrong.
I'm not sure that that's a Democratic solution to the problem.
Is that a hunting term? I know her husband, Joel, buddy of mine, big hunter-fisher sort, cooks and eats most of what he shoots, but I never once heard him describing choking out an alligator or something.
Well, you can choke out an alligator from what I understand, but...
Can you?
I don't know. I haven't tried. And again, I'm of the size that somebody might ask me to, but I don't really want to.
He is literally an alligator hunter. He's got like an alligator hunting company in Florida.
Yeah, didn't, Joel Clayfish. Last time I saw him, wasn't he in the middle of getting boots made or something like that? Anyway, but yeah.
Had a leave. He had his crocodile tailor, alligator tailor there.
Hey, man, I saw Romancing the Stone. That's pretty cool.
So anyways, Clayfish and Nicholson, the other Republican that, you know, is now in the race, are taking their stances as Republicans push for overhauling a host of voting rules. Their efforts so far have been blocked by Evers and the courts. And Evers, you know, the Democratic governor, supports the commission, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and wants to keep it in place. The Democrat support for the agency is a shift. When Republicans created the evenly divided panel, Democrats said it was designed to fail and predicted it would result in endless gridlock. Well, they weren't that far off. Republicans who controlled the legislature in recent years have led some of the attempts to change the election laws, but have resisted dismantling the commission. Well, all the laws that they say the WEC is breaking or whatever, they created all those laws.
I was going to say, didn't...
The legislature did. WEC is just supposed to enact the laws and interpret the laws when pandemics come up. So anyways, here is what Clayfish said last week with Joe Giganti on WTAQ AM in Green Bay. What do they call him? Like the Everyday Joe or something? The average Joe?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him, but if I was, I would call him Joe Gigante.
Clayfish said, I would abolish the WEC, and I have said that. They have been a lawless agency, and they have easy for Crudy to say,
I've
right?
said this, except for when my administration made it up, but anyway.
You would think I was day drinking, but no such thing. They have been a lawless agency, and they have completely disregarded statutes and the Constitution. I think they have turned our elections into a circus. And so whether we choose to put it under the legislature or the Secretary of State's office, both bad ideas, elections in Wisconsin must have more authority for the voters. So they have essentially one throat to choke. One throat to choke.
Not a very democratic solution in either way, in that one, choking is not really working the problem out through a different way. And also, having only one throat to choke, that's kind of like, you know, consolidating it down to one authoritarian person that you can go and choke, as it were.
They need to be able to bounce someone from office, whether it's the Secretary of State or their legislator if elections go wrong. But you've gerrymandered all the legislators in the state of Wisconsin. They're all snug like bugs in a rug. All the Dems, well, they're cracked and packed in the blue parts, and all the Republicans, they're gerrymandered into the red parts. Competitive districts do not exist. So if I don't like the outcome of the election because of the gerrymandering, who do I throw out of office? How do I throw those bumps out? Or if we throw out, what, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and we install the, what, Republican candidate, because you assume you'll be the governor signing all this bad legislation into law, Rebecca Clayfish. That's the assumption she makes. And who is it, Amy Laudenbach, that's running to be the voting czar here in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Wants to put the control back with the Secretary of State, where it belongs, as long as it's a Republican governor and a Republican Secretary of State. And then if you don't like the outcome, well, you can unelect the person that controls the elections. Well, how'd that work out for Stacey Abrams in Georgia? When Brian Kemp literally got to control the election, he ran in against her for governor. Well, they call him Governor Kemp now. He's up for re-election. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, welcome back.
Hi. Well, I kind of want to throw back a little bit to your original caller, CJ. He said something I think that was really interesting, and I think that people really need to pay attention to. He said Fox News was the only program that showed real news. And they're not a news show, and that's half the problem. The problem is that the people that watch that think they are actual news. The people on those shows actually lie. If he wants to look and find out what they're actually telling other people besides what they say on the show, he should look at the January 6th commission. They've gotten texts now of what the Fox News people were texting to the White House. It was very different than what they were saying on the air during the January 6th insurrection. So I don't think he should be believing them. And I do agree with him, though. I think a lot of our shows that are calling themselves news are too political. And I think that we really need to get back with the fairness doctrine. And
that's not going to happen, Chris.
More balanced. I think it needs to.
Well, we would all like that to happen, but it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? We're not going back to the fairness doctrine. So effectively, we will have networks of the left and we will have networks of the right. And the question is, you know, do we care enough to support the networks of the left? I care a lot, Chris. I know you listen. I know you care. But the question is do we, the left, care enough to have these sort of platforms that may have an agenda, you know, of a guy like Crudy?
Well, I support you and I support your station. You know that. I do think that there has to be a point, though, where we try to speak with other people that have differing opinions. I think the two-party system is just driving us further and further apart. And we need to talk to people about issues because some of the language Rebecca Clayfish is using is terrible. We're scaring people that will work on elections.
If Rebecca heard you using those words right now, she'd probably choke you out. Chris, thanks for your call. Thank you, Vegas Joseph Becky. Thank you, Fancy Brian. Thank you all for listening. Now stick around, Earl Ingram. Think of him as the Venus flytrap of this little radio operation.
It's just me and Fancy here right now.
And there are chokers. They choke.
Incited the